Still no winner in Iowa after the Democratic Party finds inconsistencies in the count.
So basically what the inconsistencies did, it was it allowed campaigns to come out and frame their own narrative.
And worries about the new coronavirus drag oil prices down into a bear market.
The global oil price has tumbled from nearly $70 a barrel at the beginning of January to more like $55 now.
Plus, the hit musical Hamilton is going to the movies. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Kim Gittleson. Let's get started. Now, before we go to Iowa to find out just what happened with yesterday's caucuses, here's what you missed. The number of new coronavirus cases has now climbed above 20,000 people. Hong Kong reported its first death from the virus, and Macau said it would be shutting its casinos into mid-February. There are now 11 cases in America. While coronavirus dominates the headlines, a far more widespread health problem is hitting children particularly hard this season. Experts say this year's strain of the flu causes more significant illness in children than adults. Overall, there have been at least 19 million U.S. cases of the flu this season and 10,000 deaths. That's according to preliminary estimates from the CDC. Just in case you're wondering, coronavirus is an entirely different category of viruses than the flu. A surprise reveal from Google's parent company, Alphabet, yesterday. For the first time, the company broke out revenue from segments like its YouTube and cloud computing businesses. But the new data wasn't enough to distract from disappointing quarterly results, sending shares down over 4% after hours. Now, our main story. Confusion in Iowa after the results of yesterday's caucuses were delayed. The Democratic Party said they found, quote, inconsistencies in the reporting and that it would take time to verify the final results. That left many presidential candidates trying to put a positive spin on the mess. Former Vice President Joe Biden went with, we won some votes.
Indications are, from our indications, it's going to be close. We're going to walk out of here with our share of delegates.
Elizabeth Warren said she didn't know the results, but some of her supporters.
So listen, it is too close to call, so I'm just going to tell you what I do know.
You won!
Pete Buttigieg just declared victory.
By all indications, we are going on to New Hampshire victorious.
Amy Klobuchar said whatever the result, it was a good showing for her campaign.
We know there's delays, but we know one thing. We are punching above our weight.
And Bernie Sanders hinted of good things to come.
At some point, the results will be announced. And when those results are announced, I have a good feeling we're going to be doing very, very well here in Iowa.
Political reporter Eliza Collins has been awake all night in Iowa with the Sanders campaign. Eliza, you must be so tired.
I am tired. We take off tomorrow morning. I'm flying with Sanders on the plane to New Hampshire. So on to the next.
Well, before we move on to New Hampshire, do we know any more about what caused the delay?
So the Iowa Democratic Party had a last-minute called press conference at 1 a.m. Iowa time, where they read a very brief statement basically saying that they are manually verifying all the results because there were inconsistencies. They're insisting that there were no hacks, that this was purely a reporting issue with inconsistencies, and the process is taking longer than expected. They say the results are coming Tuesday, so it's very early in the morning Tuesday here in Iowa, and they said that they will come later in the day.
And can you tell me a little bit more about the app that the caucuses were using? That's part of the problem, right?
Yeah, so they had this app that they launched. This was the first time it was launched for this caucus. There were just some issues with reporting through the app. They also did use paper to report, but the problem is there's 1,700 precincts across Iowa, and it just was not getting to the Iowa Democratic Party the way they had thought, which would be through this app. It would run smoothly. They'd have results, you know, in batches coming out. So now they are manually verifying all of this with paper.
So you were with the Sanders campaign all night. What was the mood like there after the delay became clear?
Yeah, so at first there was definitely some confusion of why the results were taking so long. But as it became, you know, clear that there was this reporting issue, the Sanders campaign basically took things into their own hands, as did the other campaigns. So Sanders came into this in a very strong position. He was leading in most polls. He had a very serious ground game in the state. He was the second biggest spender on TV ads. So he was assumed to, you know, if not be the winner, to come in close behind. And so he came out. He did not outright declare victory, but he said he expected very, very good news soon. And Sanders wasn't the only one to do this. You know, some campaigns, Pete Buttigieg came out and he outright declared a victory. Others said it was too close to call. So basically what the inconsistencies did, it was it allowed campaigns to come out and frame their own narrative. And, you know, there's going to be one winner out of Iowa, but multiple people using various words essentially said that they had won, you know, but the bar is different. So that was what was really interesting with these delayed results. All of the candidates ended up getting a benefit because they could declare victory, or that they were punching above their weight, or, you know, too close. We're all close here. So it's really interesting.
You're, as you've said, about to head off to New Hampshire. What impact do you think this delay and the eventual result will have on the race there?
So whoever is to win Iowa will go into New Hampshire with in a position of power. They're the only ones who have won a state at this point. And so while New Hampshire doesn't always vote the same way Iowa does, voters do take this into account. You know, talking to Democratic voters on the ground across the country, they are so worried about getting a candidate that can beat President Trump. And they just want a sign that whoever they pick will be in a strong position to do that. So winning in Iowa helps make the case, the electability case, to voters, and New Hampshire votes next. So expect to see whoever comes out of Iowa making that case. But I also imagine if it's anything like what happened on caucus night, candidates who don't win will still be making that electability case going into New Hampshire.
You can find all of our coverage of the 2020 race, including the Iowa results when they finally come in, up on WSJ.com. On to markets. Although Asian markets broadly followed U.S. indices higher today, oil officially entered bear market territory yesterday. That's when prices dropped by 20% from a peak. It all has to do with investor concerns about the economic impact of the new coronavirus spreading. In response, OPEC is meeting today to mull further cuts in production to stabilize prices. Market editor Quentin Webb has more.
The global oil price has tumbled from nearly $70 a barrel at the beginning of January to more like $55 now. And of course, that has set alarm bells ringing in Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia, and other countries where oil makes up a significant chunk of government revenues. So OPEC is meeting to decide on production cuts to help put a floor under prices. The big driver here, of course, is the coronavirus and all the ways in which it's dampening economic activity both within China and further afield. And that, of course, includes things like restrictions in people traveling by car, restrictions in demand for jet fuel as fewer planes take to the skies, restrictions in industrial demand for oil from factories and so on. And if we look at other kind of important industrial commodities, they too have endured a bit of a sell-off. Things like iron ore and copper, for which China is also a very important consumer, have fallen too.
And here's what else we're paying attention to today. In Washington, President Trump will deliver the State of the Union address. We'll have more on what he has to say in our show tomorrow. On Wall Street, we'll get earnings from Ford and Disney. Finally, speaking of Disney, the company announced that the hit musical Hamilton will be coming to a movie theater near you in October 2021. But it won't be an adaptation of the musical. Instead, screens will show a recording of the show made in 2016 with the original Broadway cast. That includes creator Lin-Manuel Miranda. We report that Disney paid $75 million for the rights to screen the musical. That's what's news from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.